1307 here on Sunday Lunch, Phoenix FM. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a fantastic day and a great weekend. The band are in the studio. River Becomes Ocean. We're going to talk to them in a few secs. Let's start building up. Don't forget, if you've got to get involved, you can tweet me at DJ Tony Sats, or you can text 07850 468 293.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
River Becomes Ocean.
That's it.
Consisting of... Right, let's get this right. Marvin McCone, who's that?
McMahon.
McMahon.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. I've got it in the right order, look. Danny Snow.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a bit of luck. You're sitting... I hope you're going to be sitting in the right order. Oscar, who's Oscar?
Oscar's...
Oh, Oscar's over there, I'm so he's not on the... And Doreen... Is it Doreen?
Doreen.
Dorian. I'm over here.
And you're... Because you're related. Same surname.
Neidhart.
Neidhart.
They're brothers.
Brothers, yeah. You're a four-piece band. I take it you're from Brighton.
Five-piece band.
You're from Brighton, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
You're all from Brighton, because I read on your Facebook page, and I quote, all coming from a musical background, a quartet moved from the Germany and France to England. What's the story on that?
We got one fully German here, which is Danny, and we've got half French, half German, Dorian and Oscar, and I'm half British, half German, and then one fully British, which is Ben.
Okay. Well, so introduce yourself.
Oh, and Irish, right? You're Irish. Oh, Irish. Yeah.
God, nightmare watching the World Cup with you, isn't it? Yeah. Who does what in the band?
I play vocals and piano. Yeah.
I play the guitars and do the backing vocals.
I'm a lead guitarist as well.
And you'll do a bit of vocals.
Sorry?
You're doing vocals as well.
Well, Danny's doing some backing vocals and Oscar's doing some backing vocals live as well, yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the name, because it's a great name.
Thank you.
How did the name come about?
The name? I thought you meant my surname.
No, not
your surname.
Oh, you know, that came about.
I don't know. We all lived at a river before we moved to Brighton, and then Brighton has an ocean, right? So River Becomes Ocean. And also we like to think of it like something small can become big.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you've got it down to three letters on when you're putting it on your account as well.
Yeah, RBL, yeah.
RBL, yeah, fantastic. It's a great name, and it's a bit long on the T-shirt, though, isn't it? You'd have to have it go right round your...
Oh, it actually works. We've got it up, like, at the top, and it fits, so, yeah.
Not on your one. You've chopped all your one up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your music genre? It's like alternative rock.
It kind of is alternative rock. Then we've got some cinematic themes into it, like we were described as 30 Seconds to Mars meets Screamo. So we've got a bit of screaming metal in it. Then we've got alternative rock. So a mixture of everything. Basically, we wanted to create something new and yeah, some symphonic orchestras and
that's the bit you'd call cinematic, because a lot of people won't connect with that straight away. That's explain that bit.
Yeah, film music kind of thing, you know, like
strings,
orchestra, brass section. We're all big influenced by film music, Hans Zimmer, for example. So we try to connect like heavy music with symphony music.
Tell me about the musical journey. What made you want to jump into the music industry? It's tough out there, isn't it?
It is. Not too sure, actually. You just do it.
Because you like it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, I mean, how did you all meet? Because I take it you've all come from different musical backgrounds. So what's the story, and how did you form the band? Was it did you all know each other before that?
Well, Dorian, Oscar, and Danny, we met in Germany, and we did music back there together as well. And then when we moved to Brighton, we met Ben at a pub.
It was actually funny.
I saw him outside, and I had a few beers, and then went outside, and someone was like, "Hey, you look like a guitarist." And he was like, "Yeah, I am a guitarist." Oh, great! Do you want to play for our band? He was like, "Yeah."
Well, wasn't holding a guitar at the time.
No, he wasn't. It was quite a funny coincidence.
We have a few beers. Oh. What's what influences your music as a band? Do you have favorite artists?
Yeah, a few. For example, Yumi at Six, 30 Seconds to Mars, then people like Johnny Williams as well, and some the film music part. I don't know, what about you guys?
I think everyone's got their own influences, and then everyone's influences go into the music and go into the writing process. So we have influence from all over the place, like my all-time favorite band is Avenged Sevenfold, then Marvin's with Jamie Cullum. So we've got like all parts flowing into the music, and this is like I think a good way to create something new.
you got your debut EP. It's out now. It's called The World Around Me. Tell me about this and some of the tracks.
Well, we recorded it at Outhouse Studios in Reading last November. Been writing for it quite a while. I think we've been writing for it for a year, I think.
Yeah.
Just to get the best ideas we have into the city. And well, studio was great. We had so much fun there. And Ben, our producer, was great.
Best Ben Humphries and John Mitchell, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they were great. Both great. We released it in March.
Yeah, the end of March, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you finished it in November. I've released it in March. It's got five songs.
Five songs, yeah.
I've got something what you on your Facebook. Songs mix heavily rock riffs and sophisticated clean guitars with cinematic themes and atmospheric. Oh, some big words in there.
You did that, Danny, didn't you?
Too much Red Bull before I drew that. Orchestral arrangements. There you go. So nice long words on that one.
Yeah.
Nice. And that does that describe it more or less? Is that how it is?
I think so. Yeah. I think that hits. Hits it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're going to put one on the set, but just before that, you got the EP features Canadian post-hardcore veteran performer Shane Todd Silverstein. Cool, pretty cool. Tell me about him.
Well, we basically just asked him because their tour started in London. On the last day, we've been in the studio, so we just asked him if he would like to participate in it.
Not one of those ones where you come out the pub and say, you look like a producer.
No. And he said yes, though, and it was great when he came, and he did it after a 9 hours flight. He just came in the studio and did it, and it was great, yeah.
Cool. Right, we're going to put a track on. The first track, River Becomes Ocean, is going to be What If I Stay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're actually doing a music video, working on a music video for that one right now, and we want to get as many bands involved and as many people on the street, and all the money that we make from the single, we want to give to an organization that works with suicidal people, so... That's What If I Stay.
Pretty right. Cool.
The lyrical theme in there is like it adapts to many people because it's like What If I Stay? Do you have any regrets in your life? Like what if I would have done this and that differently? And this is basically what it's about.
Sounds like a song for me. That one. Okay, here we put it on. Yeah. This is River Becomes Ocean. What If I Stay? River Becomes Ocean. What if I stay? We're talking more about that straight after these.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
This is the most powerful trigger hose gun in the world. It could blow your marigolds clean off. Do you feel lucky?
Get lucky this spring with Essex and Suffolk Water's Garden Water Saving Kit, including trigger hose gun, water storing crystals and water stick. Save water and save money. To receive your free kit and more water saving tips, simply visit eswater.co.uk. Click on Saving Water and enter promotional code ESWPHOENIX. Offer open to Essex and Suffolk Water customers and while stocks last.
Now in all this excitement, I've forgotten how many bulbs I've used.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Phoenix Fridays with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood. At Old Brentwood's, 20th of June. Get your tickets now for Brentwood's biggest live music event. Supported by High Life Luxury Concierge, highlifegroup.co.uk. Four amazing live acts, including BBC TV's Fame Academy star, Pete Brain. Book your tickets now. Go to phoenixfm.com. Tickets £5 in advance or £10 on the door. Friday, 20th of June. It's a Phoenix Friday with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome back. River Becomes Ocean. Great track, that last one. I love the track, the screaming bit. That was fantastic. It was that again. That was
Shane.
That was Shane. And what type of what music would you call that? That's the
post-hardcore. Maybe
that's the hardcore part. Isn't
it? Would you agree, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cut a lodges just for him in the morning, wouldn't it? It gets in there. Did you work with him live, or was that just on that track?
Sorry?
Do you do live stuff?
Live, I just do it live, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Right, let's get back to the EP, because you've got the EP, it's got five tracks on it. How did you narrow those down? Did you have like a pool of songs and you put your best five on, or did you sat there and try to figure out which ones were going to be on the debut EP?
We actually had a couple of songs more, but we weren't too happy with them, because we're quite perfectionists when it comes to what comes onto the EP and what comes onto the CD. So we, at the end, had four songs and wrote the last song in the studio, which was quite fun, and it turned out to be one of my favourites on the EP. But yeah, we had a couple of songs, and we spent quite a lot of time there to really write and focus on that it's going to be really good. So yeah.
You're gigging at the moment, I know, because you're on the UK tour to promote the EP, obviously, around the world around me. Obviously, I take it the tour's going really well.
That's going great, yeah.
You was in Folkestone last night, we were talking about that. You've come from there to here today. Yep. Where's the rest of your tour taking you?
I'm
glad you got it on your
Chelmsford.
Chelmsford, that's just down the road.
Canterbury, Birmingham, Crawley, Folkestone yesterday, London, Gillingham, Nottingham, and then Redhill.
Where are you playing in Chelmsford?
Asylum.
Yeah, the Asylum, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good, so people can get down there and watch you for that. And that'll be on, when's that?
That was our first date.
So that was your first date?
We've already been there. It's been great, yeah.
Where's your one in London? You got one coming up in London?
That's today, and it's the New Cross Inn, it's called.
New Cross Inn.
Yeah.
So you're going from here straight to London?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, because it's such a lovely warm day as well. So
yeah, it's lovely.
It's ideal for a band, a few beers and a nice live band. Cool. Pretty cool. If you could collaborate with someone, if you could drag someone in to work with... Who would you have in the band?
Wow, there's a few. I'd love to work with Hans Zimmer. That would be amazing. Yeah. Who else? Do you got any people you'd like to work with?
I don't know. Really. There's a lot, isn't there? So it would be really hard to narrow it down to one specific artist or
I'd love Hans Zimmer.
To be fair, we already had Shane, which was great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
What's your ideal gig? Because obviously, when you're going around from pub to club, etc., do you have one that's really favourite, or do you prefer big stages, or do you like the up front and personal in a pub? What do you look forward to when you see your gig guides?
The thing is, we've got so much equipment that.
most of the time, big place.
Yeah, the stages are too small for us. So because we've got like two pianos on the stage, and then the three of us with bass and two guitars and
lighting equipment.
Do you run around a bit, or not with the pianos, but with the guitar? Are you quite? You know,
if we have space, yeah.
Yeah. What about festivals? You ventured into any of the festivals yet?
Not this year. We're doing a few next year, so that will be great. Yeah. It's always bigger stages, so yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to do another track because let's have a look. We're going to do All For You. This River Becomes Ocean, All For You. The Beginning of a New Life. Tell us quickly a little bit about that track before we put it on.
This track was basically written for a friend of mine who died at age 16. And I just wanted to, have something for him that he's going to be remembered. So this is basically about him. But again, the lyrics, everyone can adapt to that. So, whoever feels the same and lost someone, this is a song for you.
Looking forward to it. River Becomes Ocean, All For You.
I never wanted to end, but I guess it's
becomes Ocean, all for you, the beginning of a new life.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Okay, if you're not familiar with the Phoenix Friday gigs, they are on the last Friday of every month, and the next one is Friday the 20th of June from 7:30 till 11 o'clock. Phoenix Friday's live at Old Brentwood's in association with Papa John's Pizza of Brentwood and the Society of Old Brentwood's. It's at the Ashwells Road in Brentwood. It's a regular series of monthly gigs with four acts. Oh, get your teeth back in a minute. With four acts performing live. Now, this one, we've got the Jarrad Richard Band. Yeah, sounds familiar. That's because they was on the show a couple of weeks ago. You can check them out on the show page blog, by the way. And also Pete Brame, who's originally from BBC's The Voice. Do you remember that programme it used to be on? He's done rather well on there. And, of course, he was also on the show, the Sunday Lunch Show as well. You'll find more about him, again, on the show page blog, or you can Google it. It's going to be a fantastic event. Tickets are £5 in advance, £10 on the night, or you can contact Steve Roach. There's a telephone number, link, and email address on the Phoenix FM website under the events guide at phoenixfm.com.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide. Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Still no major incidents around Brentwood and Billericay, looking fairly clear. Most people just out in the gardens, I think. Traffic's very light around town today. Lots of traffic on the A127, that's mostly the roads heading towards the coastal areas. In Essex, it'll be South End. Heavy traffic on the 127 right before you get to the main part of South End. So if you are going there, add a little bit of extra time to your journey on that one. M25, you got roadworks, your narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles an hour on the M25. That's both directions between junction 25, A10, which is Enfield, and junction 27, nearer to us at the M11. That's because of major roadworks there. And a little bit further out, B1029, Great Bentley Road in Fratton Green. That's closed at the moment at the A133 main road junction because of roadworks there. Looking at the London Overground, no reported incidents I can see at the moment. DLR also fairly clear, and London Overground reporting no incidents on their service at 1332. That is your traffic and travel.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood. Exceptional care, exceptionally affordable.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, lads. I love that last track. It was totally different. I mean, it was totally different to the last track. It was, I mean, you know, I know all tracks are different, but that one's really, really powerful was the word I was probably looking
Thanks.
For with it. And more so now I know what the lyrics are about. Because normally, if there's a story behind it, you're obviously listening out to the lyrics a little bit more. What's, talking about songwriting, talk me through who does the songwriting, because I'm always intrigued when I speak to either single artists or groups as to how it works. Do you come out with the melody first, or do you get your lyrics and your story, you're drawing on something that's happened in your lives, do you do that then add the music to it or the riffs to it? How does that work?
Well, songwriting was everyone is songwriting and bringing in their ideas, and I think it's different with every song, like what's first. Like I think What If I Stay, for example, the melody was first for the chorus, right? And then we just lyrics second.
Yeah.
Well, I think it just really depends on the song. It's always different. Yeah.
Cool. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on tour? Have any of you fallen off stage or anything? Did you get things like that happen?
Was there anything embarrassing? I was quite drunk yesterday.
That's why I'm drinking Red Bull.
I
played his best show ever.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. Yeah, I was still able to sing, so all good. Yeah,
it looks like you just come from one of those what's the Guitar Hero competitions with the black shirt? You know what I mean? Guitar rock.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty good at that. Right. So what's what about videos? We were talking earlier on about videos. You're doing some videos, these tracks. Can you find some of these on YouTube? Have you got videos out at the moment?
We've released a single for In Love Again, and there's a video to that. That's the only one there is online at the moment, but as I said, we're working on another one for What If I Stay at the moment, which should be out in hopefully end of July, maybe beginning of August.
Mm-hmm. I've read an interesting fact that all of you are vegetarians, which is pretty good, but does that cause any problems, dietary problems, while you're on the road?
No, not at all.
Are you all vegetarians?
Yeah, we are.
That must be...
Well, we've got one vegan right there.
I'm vegan, yeah.
Just rock and roll, just break out the corn burger.
I can't even have them. There's milk and egg in there. So.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, yeah. If you complete, yeah, you must be really hard. That for you, got cheese, onion, crisps, I suppose. Yeah, can you eat the potato?
Yeah, I'm just having crisps all day.
You are actually, yeah, and chips.
Yeah, chips and crisps. That's my diet.
That's it. No dairy, so you can't even whoop it down with a glass of milk, can you? Like, so you're Swim forced into lager.
Swim looks really good. Sounds, and lager, yeah.
Sounds good to me. I might take it out myself. Let's talk quickly about time, because for people who watch a lot of TV, there was a Britain's Got Talent final. I don't know who won it, but I presume it was a boy band by the sound of it. Is this something that you'd ever look at doing? Would you, if you got approached by, you know, X Factor or The Voice or whatever it is, is it something that you'd look at doing?
I actually got approached from, I think, The Voice. I think they asked me to participate in a show, but I said no. It's nothing I would do.
Kind of harsh thing. Your act is a bit unique for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't really see you on X Factor on ABBA week.
That's right, yeah.
So it just wouldn't work with that type of music. Now, we was talking, you got the video coming out for the track we're going to play next, actually, In Love Again. Is that fun to make? Who's producing your videos? Is it something you're doing yourself, or have you got professionals in?
That was my brother did that video. We flew him over. He lives in Berlin, so we flew him over to Brighton. And
first class?
Nope, in the first place. Easy chat.
That's the way you think.
Yeah.
What, bruv? Yeah. Get your tickets. Yep. You're sick on the wing.
Yeah, we shot it for 2 days, I think, and it was great fun. And I really liked the video and how it turned out, so yeah.
Cool. We're going to give this track a play. Tell us quickly about it. It's track's called In Love Again by you. What's the story on this one?
Well, basically, it's the typical love story that ends in drama, you know? You're in love again, but it always ends the same. Breakups, heartache, that's pretty much it, you know?
You've been on my Facebook page again, haven't you? River Becomes Ocean, this is a track called In Love Again.
Tell me, please go now.
favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
It's important to look after the ones you love, and that's why you should have a will. If you don't have one, or you'd like to make a change, check out the St. Francis Make a Will Fortnight. Contact a solicitor who's taking part before June the 13th, and for a donation, they'll give you the help you need. All the money is for free specialist care at the hospice. See sfh.org.uk for details. St. Francis Hospice, living with dignity.
Experience the Milliers hairdressers difference. Your hair's as important to us as it is to you. Visit for the first time and get 25% off any treatment. The Milliers Ladies Hairdressers Difference. You're in safe hands with a friendly, experienced team. We're online at milliahairdressers.co.uk. Look for us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at @millia_hair. We're open 6 days a week opposite Sainsbury's on the Ongar Road. Millia Hairdressers, part of the Demilia Hairdressing Group, with branches in Upminster and Brentwood, established in 2004. Call Brentwood 200080.
Spire Heartwood Hospital Brentwood, private treatment for the operation you need. Get fast access to expert consultant surgeons for hip and knee surgery, cataract removal, hernia repair, varicose vein treatment, and many other procedures. You don't need private medical insurance to use our safe, clean, and comfortable private hospital. For a guide price or to book an appointment, call Brentwood 232 525 or visit spireheartswood.com.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. A River Becomes Ocean on their UK tour. They just got me their physical copy of their CD. It looks fantastic as well.
Thank
Nicely
you.
Done and all printed up nice. Who done these?
That's a guy called Sam Kaufman. He lives in the States. He's great. He did people like Katy Perry, AC/DC.
Wow.
So, yeah, he did a great job on that.
All five tracks.
Well happy.
And people can get hold of these while you're on tour, take it.
On our website and on tour, like on the shows.
So, just quickly, if people want to get hold of you or they want to find out a little bit more, where are they going? You've got your Facebook page, et cetera, et cetera. What's that?
We're all over the place. We've got Facebook.com, River Becomes Ocean. We're on Twitter, @TheOfficialRBO. We're on Instagram, @ River Becomes Ocean. Our website, www.riverbecomesocean.com.
It's then, quite easy to remember.
Yeah. Then the EP is on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon MP3, wherever you want to have it, you can get it.
And because it's an unusual name, so more or less, as soon as you type in River Becomes, it just jumps up in front of you, you can find it. Have you ever watched Big Brother?
I have. No, no, no. What about you guys?
It's like why they put a lot of people in a house. Yeah. So I mean, obviously you're on tour together. If you had to vote someone out, who's got the most annoying habits? Who'd you find? God, he's not him again. Who's always brushing his hair? What's that like?
I think Oscar. Oscar.
Is that Oscar?
Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree, just because he can't defend himself right now.
Yeah, we can just say what we want, can't we?
Yeah, the snoring is quite bad, isn't it?
Oscar, that is right.
And he's quite loud, Oscar, like, all the time.
What one of the Muppets called Oscar? Yeah, well, so he's over there, he can't do it, he's stuck on the chair, he's getting all comfortable. I thought he might fall asleep. So, an exciting future for you guys. What's Thank next you. For 2014? You're continuing with the tour, obviously.
Yeah, we're playing a show in Moscow in July, which is going to be fun and interesting because we've never been. We're put the music video for What If I Stay in, and we're going to bring out another single. And I think we're doing a tour in Europe in November, is it?
It's not confirmed yet, but we're actually planning.
We're planning. Yeah.
European tour, it's going to be fantastic. So you're going to come back-to-back straight off the UK tour, straight on to the European tour?
Well, we've got a bit of a gap between that, don't we?
We'll be taking most of July and August off to just focus on writing again, get some new stuff out,
yeah,
and yeah, extend our set a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's so been fantastic. Love the tracks. Love the EP. I'll be playing that. Thanks for the actual copy as well. I'll be putting the whole interview on the show page blog, as always. You can find that at phoenixfm.com and just look under the Sunday Lunch Show and you'll find this and all the previous guests all backed up, so you can have a re-listen to any of those ones you fancy. And I'll also be putting links to these guys' shows and also the dates for their up-and-coming rest of the tour. So they're off to London this afternoon. So, again, thanks for joining me. Now, I'm going to be playing, I'm just choosing two songs, actually. Clean Bandit, which I like, got a new one out. Michael Jackson's got a new album, and he's got a new track out with Justin Timberlake. The new track, should we put that one on?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's have some of that. Let's have some of that. We're in Essex, and we, let's have some of that. Michael Jackson.